Episode 797, Give Credit Where Credit is Due.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha Friday. It is indeed Friday. Happy day. I hope you've had an extraordinary week. It is Confession Day, and I absolutely adore Confession Day. Maybe you need a little confessions in your life. Well, you know what? It's time to pull back the curtains and let it all hang out. Give credit where credit is due. That's what we're chatting about today. But first off, we have to give a huge warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to the family. I am delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. You are an impactor, and sometimes that can be zapping our energy. We get tired, and I just got to be honest, it is confession day, right? So you all know I've been traveling. We've been enjoying our time with the younger three. Our older two are kind of traveling with their friends. And so we're semi-split, but we're, you know, with technology, we can still keep up with one another. But I got to tell you, I am so looking forward to my own bed. There's just something about your own bed and being home. And I got to tell you, when I get there, oh, it's going to be a party. Indeed, it is. Sometimes, though, when you think about those parties, we need to bring that into our everyday life. Give credit where credit is due. I've met a lot of people in our travels over this past week and a half, and it's been fantastic. I absolutely love it. But one thing I have noticed is relationships. And relationships, whether it's family, work, stranger encounters, or even those sandpaper friends, you know, did you listen to the episode 796, My Strength is My Story with Joan Turley? She talks about the sandpaper friends and refers to them as those that kind of help shape you, but they kind of sometimes can rub you the wrong way. Well, in all of these relationships, we need to give credit where credit is due. Relationships are the most important part of existence. And as you know, usually Confession Day talks about confessions of an upset mama. There's nothing more upsetting to me than trying to steal the thunder from someone else, especially your child. But it also goes into your work relationships, your marriage. All of these are critical because, I mean, without relationships, why are we here? I mean, we could just sit there and talk about that part forever. It truly is the most important part of our existence. You can go all the way back to Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and you continue on, right? God saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone. Hence, he created Eve. He saw that. And did you ever think, what if God was lonely? I sometimes think maybe he was. I mean, or it, well, not now. Sometimes I think he's a little upset with the choices that we make, but he's not lonely. However, sometimes, though, I think we leave him on the doorstep. We leave him lonely. Yet he's the one who created this whole idea of relationships. And with that, we have to be able to continue to build up. So let's go back to the statement, give credit where credit is due. This statement, oddly enough, and I had no idea until I started doing some research on it, that it came from Samuel Adams, a letter he wrote October 29th in 1777. When I read that, I thought, boy, I feel really young. It's nice to, you know, do some writings and some researching and you feel younger than what you really are. But he said in that letter, give credit to whom credit due. And so, you know, you get different takes on that, different quotes from what Samuel Adams did. And even Jesus told his disciples, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. It's important for us to give credit to where credit is due, but we can have the tendency to undermine our relationships by cutting short where the credit's due. We don't give the recognition. We don't give the acknowledgement. I look at my children and, you know, we'll be out sightseeing and things like that. And daddy will go off and do some things because we've also had some business, both for me and for him. And so we've kind of done some shifting with the children. I'm with them and then he's with them. And we'll come up with this idea. And I say, I didn't come up with the idea. Maybe one of the children did. And so he'll say, well, who came up with that idea? And I could sit there and be the proud mom and say, well, I did, because I want all the recognition. I want all the accolades, like, oh, yeah, it was the best thing ever, and I want to be on top of the world. But no, it was my little one, or maybe it was Ashley or, you know, Noah. Regardless of who it was, we've got to be able to give credit where credit is due. But a lot of times, what? We are stealing and robbing each other of that. And it's not necessarily glory. We're not trying to put them up on a pedestal. But what we need to think of it as is building this up. Because when we have the tendency to undermine our relationships, what does that do for our marriages? Oh, it just tears them up, doesn't it? Way too much and too often do I see this in marriages. You know, the husband will say, oh, this was my idea and it was truly the wife's idea, and vice versa. And I can't pinpoint necessarily, and it's relationship to relationship, who's the one more at fault. I can't say women are. Nope, can't tell you that. And I can't say men are. Can't tell you that. But it's our responsibility as a Christian, as a mom, as a father. We are called to give credit where credit is due. And not only does it happen in our marriages, but you know what? From this upset mama, it happens with our children. Oh my goodness. We assume they are too young, that they maybe really don't know what's going on. But when you claim something that they did, oh, they catch on fast. You know, you got to remember, they're brighter than what we give them credit for. Have you heard that? They are. And we sometimes brush it off like, oh, they're too young. They really don't know. It doesn't really have an effect on them. It does. And as I have seen my children grow older and older and older, because remember, I homeschooled mine. So I had the opportunity to really like get into their brains, which I know is very scary to do or even think about. But I had that special bonding time that not every parent has that availability, right? I mean, I mothered them, I disciplined them, but I also was able to teach them more than family or morals or ethical values, etc. We went a lot deeper into that. And I was blessed with that opportunity. Not everybody is, but in telling you that, I also did see and have seen as my children continue to grow older, it does have an effect. It has an effect on them. And it also has an effect on your all's relationship with each other. Remember? Relationship? The whole reason why we are in existence? It's relationships. It's not about the income. It's not about the profits. It's our relationships. What God ultimately wants from us here on earth. I truly believe, like I said before, that you did not end up here clicking on this episode, this podcast, by accident. I believe God designed it for you to be here at this time hearing these words. For what reason? God knows. Maybe you know. I don't always have the answers, but I do believe He is sovereign, and I do believe there's a reason in every season for what happens. I can't always explain it in my earthly terms, but I know in heavenly terms, it's there. It's 100% there. So does it have an effect? Give credit to where credit is due. Does it have an effect on children? Yes, it does. And it's even in those baby stages. And you can see it as they grow up. I'm watching my two older ones, my three older ones, because she's almost there for college age too. So I have three up there college age. Okay, that really makes me old, doesn't it? That's really kind of scary thinking of it that way. But I see it. And if you're sitting there with younger children saying, oh, it really doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. And the problem is how we treat our children. Are we treating our husbands the same way? Because we're not to mother our husbands. Now, that is for another episode. But it's a very easy thing for us to do. I'm guilty. This is confession day. I've done it. And my husband now, before he never called me out on it, now he tells me sweetly, sweetheart, I don't need a mom. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. That's right. You're not my child. You're my husband. We're in this together. Big difference. Big difference. And you think about it too. Undermining our relationships, not giving credit where credit's due. Man, we do this in business, in the workplace. And this happens even in our casual settings. It could be something as simple as you guys are getting together as friends and it's like, well, where do you want to go to eat? And all of a sudden someone pipes up and then someone comes in late and it wasn't Joe's idea, it was Mel's idea. But Joe gets all the credit. Well, does that seem fair? And not that that's a big deal, but maybe you don't know what's going on in Joe's life. And maybe Joe needed that building up portion there. Give credit where credit is due. It's vital. Why do we as humans have to be so self-centered? I question this all the time. I watch it. You know I'm a people watcher. If I ever meet you, I promise I won't stare at you completely. But I love people and what makes us tick and what makes us go and what makes us unique. It fascinates me. And I would love to be that little birdie that sits on God's shoulder and says, what did you see in that relationship? What did you see there in that circumstance? Yeah, I would love to do that because it's just those intricacies. It's something that not only fascinates me, but also tells me that we have more control of ourselves than we allow ourselves. We just fall back to, oh, that's just how we are. That's in my personality. That's in my DNA. You'll find that in my blue jeans over there. Those blue jeans may fit easily on you, but that doesn't mean you have to wear them that way. Give credit to where credit is due. We need to be exalting one another. And I know that doesn't mean being worshipful. Okay, I'm not saying that. So please understand that. But we need to be lifting each other up higher, helping to raise and elevate and build character. We need to do that with our children. We need to do that with our neighbors. You know, think about online. We need to be real with people, but we also need to be able to tell them the truth in love. We need to give credit where credit is due. There's so many times out there, especially on the entrepreneurial side, in the online space, where people will be like, oh, well, this was my idea. And you know what? There really isn't much as to original ideas anymore in this world. We're an old nation. Okay, we've been around for centuries. But what is unique about it is it's because it's you. And that's what makes it yours. So that doesn't mean you have to pretend that, oh, I came up with all of this and it never existed anywhere else. No, that may not be true. Probably it's not true at all. You can give credit where credit is due, and then you can put your own twist on it. That's what makes it you. And because it's you, because there's the relationship, because you're honest, because you're willing to say, this is how it is, people are going to come and flock to you. We've got to exalt one another. Now, you know, most likely you aren't doing this deliberately. You're not sitting here undermining people or just trying to kind of push people in the corner. Now, there are some, yes, I know, there are those few that give a bad name. You know, those are the bad apples in the bunch. But we can't focus on only the bad apples. But we here as impactors, you are what? You were created to live, love, and impact. You're here to create your now. So that means the little things count. And it's up to you. When you set out to live, love, and impact, that's what you're doing. You are serving from the heart. You're loving them where they're at. You're able to give credit where credit is due. So what does that look like? How can you give credit where credit is due? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Acknowledge the obvious. So obvious, isn't it? It is. Acknowledge the obvious. What's right in front of you? Number one, drop the assumptions. This probably is one of the things that irks me the most. Let me give you an example. I had a girlfriend who would say, oh, he knows I love him. Talking about her husband. Oh, he knows. I don't need to tell him every morning when he leaves. I was floored. I was like, really? Do you not know that you may not see him? You may not talk to him ever again? You are not guaranteed another minute when he walks out that door in the morning. Don't make assumptions. Drop the assumptions. If you're thinking about any assumptions, you got to be thinking that the assumptions are the knots. Okay. And let me kind of explain that a little bit because that's even confusing for me to say 3,000 times. The knots are, well, you know, he knows that I love him. Assume that he doesn't know. That's the knot. Your children, when they go to school, do you tell them that you love them? Do you give them a hug? Don't assume that they know. Tell them. Now, yes, there are some people who have a problem with telling them that, hey, I love you, etc. That's for another episode. There are issues there. But that doesn't mean that you can't say it and mean it. And there are ways that you can say it that are appealing to that person, how they receive your love. You've heard of Gary Chapman's book, Five Love Languages. Again, another episode. But again, we've got to be careful to drop the assumptions. Any assumption should be to the knots. Assume that they don't know. Number two, recognize the little things in actions and words. Say you appreciate whatever it is, for example. Now, let me give you a great example. And I know my husband's going to listen to this and he's going to shake my head when he hears it, but I'm going to share it anyway because it's full confession Friday. So his coffee is Pepsi. He absolutely loves Pepsi. He really does. And that's his go-to. He wants a cold one in the morning, ice cold, crisp, and he really enjoys one in the afternoon. And he likes it when I get him his favorite fountain drinks. Now, he's probably the connoisseur of fountain drinks. He'll tell me, oh, hun, this is a great mix. Oh, no, this one is horrible. Don't ever go back wherever we go when we're traveling, because we travel everywhere. And a lot of times we'll do road trips. He's like, when we drive back through here, make note, we do not stop here for fountain drinks. And that's not calling him the snob of Pepsi's. No, he just knows it. It's his taste buds. It's the way his nose works. And I'm fine with that. So anyway, we're traveling, right? We're out and about. And I stopped to get the kids something to drink. And I thought, oh, my sweetheart is going to want his Pepsi. He's going to want his coffee, his Pepsi. So I'm going to get him a drink. He's going to be, you know, back to the hotel soon. We're going to meet back up again. He'll be done with his work. I'll be done with my work. And I'll have a drink waiting for him. It's going to make his day. It's going to be awesome. So we were done and he comes in. I said, hey, baby, I got you a drink. He's like, oh, thank you so much. So he took it and he drank it. So this morning when he got up, I asked him, I said, so how is that Pepsi? And of course, like I said, he's the fountain connoisseur of Pepsis, right? He goes, well, he goes, it was horrible. And I was just like, I mean, my heart just sank. I'm like, oh, I kind of went out of my way to do that and all of this. And I was like, and I just apologized. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I didn't realize. I probably should have just gotten the Pepsi in the bottle. I'm sorry. He goes, no. He goes, you know what? He goes, it meant more to me that you went out of your way to get me that Pepsi. It didn't matter what it tasted like because it was your heart that said everything. Give credit where credit is due. Recognize the little things in actions and words. That's a little thing. It's just a Pepsi. But to him, that is something that he enjoys. Are you doing that for your sweetheart? Are you doing that for your family? Are you serving your children in that capacity? Are you serving one of, you know, your best friend? Maybe they're hurting and they need whatever their Pepsi is. Doesn't have to be a Pepsi, but it could be something else. It's the little things. Recognize the little things. And number three, continue to build up, continue to foster the relationship. When you acknowledge the obvious, you've got to build up. You're not here to tear down. It's hard as moms. It's hard as women, especially in the business world. We tend to be the disciplinarians at home. We really do. Stats show it. You can talk to best friends all around. I'm sure you all have had those conversations within your own little girl chat groups, you know? And you're like, oh yeah, I'm the one. I'm the main disciplinarian. Daddy will get involved if it's serious. But as a whole, I'm dealing with the little day-to-day things all the time. Well, then it makes it tough because we're always, what, tearing down. Because disciplining shouldn't be tearing down, but technically kind of sometimes the way we do it, it is. And the little ones just feel really little. And they feel like they can't do anything right. And so we've got to remind ourselves consistently, continue to foster the relationship, continue to build up instead of tear down. Acknowledge the obvious. Give credit where credit is due. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You have a heart of gold when you choose to have one. And we all make these mistakes. I make these mistakes on a daily basis. I am nowhere near perfect. I can yell at my children in a heartbeat and they look at me like, Mom, and I'm like, oh, reality check. Okay, confession time. I'm so sorry. And I have to back up a few steps. But you know what? When you're real with them and you ask for forgiveness and you confess to them and say, hey, I'm sorry. I was just, you know, we're traveling. I'm tired. And that's no excuse, but I want you to know I acknowledge what I did was wrong. You were right. Build up, build up. Acknowledge the obvious. It will take you far. Because you know what? When you're an impactor, you give credit where credit is due. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.